Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Class B Regional. We're at Fowlerville High School getting set for a doubleheader tonight, and we're just minutes away from the Western Panthers. They just won the district at their own building, and they take on Marshall, and they have played twice already this year, so the third meeting. And Western's 2-0 and going for the hat trick tonight. Great to have Jamie McKibben out of Mothballs for a basketball broadcast. Jamie?
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, probably first time in 15 years, but definitely love the Western Panthers, and they're coming off a high from Friday's district win over Leslie and coming up here to Fowlerville. They've been warming up for an hour or so. Beautiful facility here in Fowlerville, and
yeah,
the kids look pretty pumped up.
Very. If you are around the area, it's very much like the facility at Chelsea. Very nice. We have a smallish crowd right now. There's still about 10 minutes before we tip here. And this is the front half of the doubleheader with Williamston 20-2 and Ionia 15-8 in the nightcap. And the winners, of course, come back here Wednesday.
Yeah, you and I were just talking on the way up here. We're really blessed. We're thankful that we got the first game and not the last game tonight.
Yeah, Williamston, you... Right down the street, you can throw a wiffle ball and hit Williamston.
If it was warmer, they could just ride their bikes down here. But it's definitely great great basketball action this time of the year. It's so exciting. I am surprised there's not more fans here. Looking behind us is the Western crowd. It looks like there's maybe a few more people from our hometown than there are from Marshall.
Absolutely. I know you've had a chance to watch Western a few times, and fun team to watch, Jamie.
You know, they really are. They got a couple big guys, Steel Fortress. What a name, by the way, Steel Fortress.
That's the greatest name in high school sports
history. Steel Fortress down low and Desmond Price. What a great down low combination they are. They do have a guard, Nate Burke, that broke his arm a few games ago. And I think they figured it out, though. They got a couple other kids that can handle the ball. Thompson, Watterson, Ebong have all stepped up and have done pretty well. When they're hitting three-point shots, Greg, they can really stomp out their opponents. The question is, will he hit that shot?
Yeah, it's tough to count on three-pointers, and that's why Western's good. That's why they've won 17 games, because they get some scoring around the basket with Price and Fortress.
Well, you got to imagine, you got to think that big part of the game plan for Marshall tonight is going to be able to stop Steel Fortress. That's got to be a big part of what they've been talking about for the last, you know, few days preparing for this matchup. So Price is somebody, you know, Steel Fortress is a great passer, and if they try to double-team him, that frees up Price a lot, and he's a great scorer around the basket, too, as you mentioned.
Well, they used to double-team you at Pittsford, didn't they?
No. I was the sneaky three-point guy. When I was on, it was good. When I was off, it was bad.
Well, this should be fun because you got two teams that there's no secrets between these two. They've played twice already. Western won by 13, and then they came back and won by 4 or 5 points at Marshall. So Marshall looking for some revenge here, and this is a good basketball program.
You know, and I'm sure that the sweet revenge would be in a game like this in the regionals. So Western's just got to keep their cool and do what they've done the last two games and come out with the win and move on.
Let's take a three-minute break as we roll toward the tip, probably 6 minutes away or so. Western Marshall coming up on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'm Christy, and I'm in eighth grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
Mrs. Innocencio, she's just really, like, crazy, and she's just fun to be around, and she explains math really well to me.
My favorite teacher would be Mr. Showerman. He kind of relates with us a lot. Like, if we don't know something and we ask questions, he knows that we don't really know it as well, so he'll kind of help us out a lot more.
It's just a fun place to be, and you can just be open, and you get to learn about what you want.
It's that time of year again. Are you thinking of a new home, addition, pole barn, garage, deck, or maybe bathroom or kitchen remodel? Stop in at General Materials, 2995 Brooklyn Road. Check out their showroom for ideas or talk with their staff on those spring or summer projects. And did I mention free grill? Stop into General Materials for full details. General Materials, 2995 Brooklyn Road, Jackson's Lumberyard since 1952.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma. Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins, giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training along with variety and a little bit of fun. Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall. Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Welcome back. We're minutes away from Western and historic Marshall here. Marshall at 16-6, Western 17-5. First half of a doubleheader, and if you win, you're back here Wednesday night for a shot at the Final Eight, and that is big.
A lot of great basketball happening this time of the year. The team's getting ready to announce the starting lineups here in just a couple of minutes. The fans look fired up. It's going to be a great night. Two teams from our area, Marshall and Western, going neck and neck tonight. It's going to be great. Tonight's game is brought to you by Top Line Apparel, custom screen printing and embroidery, where you can get all your apparel needs, from spirit wear to jerseys to work attire and more. Call Randy for a free quote at 513-8371 or visit him at toplineapparel.mi.gmail.com.
And we have a doubleheader getting set to tip over on 970 and 101.5 tonight with Napoleon and Monroe St. Mary. That's the first game with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman joining the broadcast tonight, and Hanover Horton and Ann Arbor Green Hills. That's on WKHM. 101.5 FM. And let's take a 3-minute break as we get set for player intros and the anthem. And we'll be back and ready to jump this one up between Western and Marshall on 95.9, The Power Cow. Good evening.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
I'm Christy, and I'm in 8th grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in 8th grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
I like how we can go to any of the teachers about anything, like if we have a problem with anything, and I like how they're, like, really willing to talk to you so you can tell them anything.
Personally, I like the greatness forums because there's, like, a lot of great people at a bunch of different schools, but they don't get recognized for being great. But at Western, we have, like, a form that you can fill out, and then you get your name up on a wall.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com. Your local auto owner's agent.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
With Jamie McKibben, Greg O'Connor. Starting lineups, Jamie, you've got them.
Yeah, for your Western Panthers, they're going with all seniors tonight. Greg, Evan Thompson, Steel Fortress, Desmond Price down low, Landon Heiler, also the senior, and Cole Morse, who has played off the bench a lot this year, but he's proven himself, and he's starting tonight as well.
Yeah, he's just like a starter.
He's playing really good right now. For Marshall, they're going with the senior Wyatt Crow, Jack Kroll, sophomore. Identical twins, by the way, Jack and Jeremy Luciani. They're both juniors. I hear that Jeremy's 1 inch taller, by the way, and the center is Zach Saharsky, and he's a senior as well.
Yeah, they've got a 6'7 and 6'5 player in there, so they have size. They're not quite as bulky as that duo of Fortress and Price. They are just absolute bulls around the basket.
Yeah, I think they're going to be able to rough them up down low a little bit, but they definitely have the height, they being Marshall tonight, to compete with Western. So we'll see if the third time's a charm for the Western Panthers taking on Marshall tonight.
Jeremy Luciani will jump it up against Cole Fortress as we get set to go. The Panthers and the Redhawks here in this regional Class B tilt. A couple interstate clubs. Marshall controls the tap. And we're off and rolling. Man defensively for Western to start the game. They look inside for the big guy. There's a loose ball, almost a steal. Marshall picks it up. And they get a reload with Jack Krull. On the wing, Luciani scores. That's Jack Luciani. And a press on here for Marshall. That ball is kicked out of bounds, but it was tipped out by Marshall. So Marshall showing pressure right off the wicket. They lead 2-0.
Boy, Steel Fortress was handling the ball, breaking that press a second ago, and he looked like a cool cat coming across the court.
You don't want to get in front of him. Heiler on the wing. Out to Thompson. Down low. There's the quick triple team on Fortress. Thompson, not a good shot. Rebound Marshall. And they run with it. And score. Jeremy Luciani.
Little Euro step to the basket.
bad defense by the Panthers and a turnover here against the press.
Well, Thompson tried to bring it up on the left side wing, and he was triple teamed, and there was nowhere for him to go. Those guys are pretty tall for Marshall. There was nowhere to go except for out of bounds, and he threw it away.
4-0, Marshall off to a good start. They get it down low. Zakarski missed it. Fortress the rebound. Here's Cole Morris. Through the lane, up and wouldn't go. Rolled all over the place. And Luciani the rebound. There's two of them, Jack and Jeremy. And that was Jack.
Boy, you can tell on every rebound, too. They're looking to run, run and gun right away. Marshall wants to get the ball up the floor.
Not a good shot there. A little floater in the lane. And here comes Western trying to get on the board. Inside Price off to Fortress. Good head fake. He drills it. 10-footer on the baseline.
They looked to get Price down low. Did a little fake. Threw it up from 10 feet. Nice shot. Nothing but net.
Little token pressure here for Evan Thompson. On Jack Krull. Luciani. Krull wing right. Both the Lucianis are really lanky, good-looking players. Great block here by Price. He rejects Luciani in the corner. Marshall will keep the basketball.
You're going to see Price be aggressive tonight. One of the problems he's ran into all year is he tends to get into foul trouble. Not that time, though.
No, that was a great defensive play here. 4-2 out of the corner. And Marshall tees it up against a man defensively. Dribble drive, layup. Man. Wyatt Crow on the lay-in. And here's Fortress against pressure. Three air ball. Out of bounds. Ooh, Panthers get a break. That looked like Thompson kicked it out, but they're going to keep it. 6-2. The Panthers, Jamie, didn't look like they were really prepared for this press right off the bat.
Marshall's doing a great job keeping the pressure on.
Ebong in the lineup. Out to Thompson. Price. Little 10-footer short. And Marshall runs with it. We have two Krulls and two Lucianis out there. Krull lost it. Price stripped it. Wow. Cheap foul on Price. Price made a good play. And there's a situation where a player gets penalized really for making a great play.
You know, the only thing he could have maybe done different, although I think he thought he had a handle on the ball. He could have got on the floor.
Marshall gets it down low, turns in and out. Price the rebound. Now he's hacked, no call. Here comes Morris at the top. Fortress a three. Good! Cole Fortress.
What a sweet-looking shot, Greg.
6-5. Boy, when Fortress can go out there and hit shots, and then what damage he can do inside, unbelievable.
Well, the only time he's had the ball down low so far, they've had three guys on him.
Yeah, and that, he's going to see that all night. Here's a long one short. Boy, that should have been, again, Zakarski climbed right up the back of Fortress. No call, but Western gets the ball. Looks for their first lead of the game.
You know, one of the things, Greg, they're getting pressed pretty good, but they got to get the ball across. Then they got to settle down. They got to set up a play. They're jacking up threes. The last three-pointer they sent up was an air ball. Once they get the ball across the court, they got to settle down.
Good job by Fortress. Great pass to Price. Missed the shot. All kinds of contact. No whistle. Marshall runs it. Boy, that's a shot. That's a triple, but looked like a walk before the pass. And no call. Here's Morris. Bad area here. Double team whistle. Hell ball. Western will keep it into the game as Sawyer Watterson. and he got no man's land there just before the timeline.
Yeah, he was up the left side, and he got double-teamed, arms in the air. There was nowhere for him to go, and there wasn't anybody else to help him either.
9-5 Marshall. 3:30 to go in the quarter. Ebon up to Thompson at the top. Fortress. Dribble drive. Off to Price. Little floater. No. Fortress. Wow. Western can't buy a call here.
I thought Fortress was hammered on that.
Fortress gets the whistle. Play before that, they climbed right up Fortress's back. And nothing. 3:10 to go in the quarter, 9-5. Crawl a long three, good. Timeout, Western. Back-to-back triples, and Marshall goes up 12-5. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, 95.9 the Power Cow.
I'm Christy, and I'm in eighth grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
I like how we can go to any of the teachers about anything, like if we have a problem with anything, and I like how they're, like, really willing to talk to you so you can tell them anything.
Personally, I like the greatness forums because there's, like, a lot of great people at a bunch of different schools, but they don't get recognized for being great. But at Western, we have, like, a form that you can fill out, and then you get your name up on a wall.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back at Fowlerville. Not a good start for the Panthers here. They're down 7. Press has been bothersome. They break it, get it to Price. Missed the shot. And they called a bump inside on Jeremy Luciani.
No problems breaking the press that time. I'm imagining that's what Ryan Mollick's coach of the Panthers wanted to talk about during the timeout, is breaking the press. No problem at all that time, but they missed the quick bunny. And they called it on the floor.
2-3 zone here, and they'll pack in on the two big guys. Down to Price, turns. Got it off the window.
Boy, he was up over two guys, took them both up with him, and still made the layup.
Wow, how did they go in? 12-7. Western needed that one. Crawled down in the corner. Inside Luciano. In and out. Rebound Western. Ebon. A lead for Fortress. Great job to save that ball and got it back to Cole Morris. There's a pick. Morris's shot. Air ball again. Out of bounds. Western will keep it.
Substitution for Carmel Western.
Boy, Greg, they're all over Steele down low. And he's such a great kid. And he doesn't show a lot of emotion, but you can tell that they are all over him, trying to get him frustrated.
Yeah, he's taken a lot of hits here. Ebong, dribble drive. Little floater, good. Western answers with 4 in a row, and it's 12-9.
Good timeout.
1:40 to go in the quarter. And Jaden Payne in for Ryan Mullnick. So get inside. Oh, nice spin move. Daniel Del Monte. Here's Ebon, fakes a three. Fortress, great pass inside. Oxley, good.
Nice fake by Oxley.
Good head fake by Oxley. He had a great game the other night against Northwest. Here's a steal, Western. Payne's got it. He is 2-on-3. Good decision to back it out. And Ebon kind of calling for a clear out there. Now he hits Gabe Sauerbeck on the wing. Ebon looks. and back out for a reload with 35 seconds. Sauerbeck, ball fake, jumper, good!
That was the patience that I was talking about, Greg.
Yeah, extra pass, Jamie. 14-13, and Western back within a point.
Boy, I like having Payne in. He's great defensively, especially in the point guard, bringing it across the court.
Sauerbeck's another kid that came in off the bench the other night and really gave him some good minutes.
Western will go deep.
Good D here. Long triple. No, in and out. And a shot at the buzzer won't go. Good comeback. First quarter for Western as they rally, get to within one. It's Marshall 14, Western 13. We're back in a minute. 95-9, the Power Cow.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
With Jamie McKibben, GOC, here courtside at Fowlerville. Entertaining first quarter, Jamie.
Certainly is. Sounds like there's a good one going on the other side of the state, too. Monroe St. Mary, after one quarter, leading Napoleon 14-9. So it's a pretty close game there, too.
That game on 970 and 101.5 FM. First trip for Marshall. Here up a point. Delmont. Zone here right now for Western. They shoot over it. No. Rebound. Big guy gets it. Got shut off. They get one out of the corner. No. Price the rebound. And he runs with it. Lead for Thompson. Thompson up. Brick. Price up, no, and no foul. They're all over his back, no call. Here's a three. No, short. Thompson kept it alive, out of bounds. That'll stay with Western. Good, scrappy effort by the Panthers. Boy, Marshall getting away with a lot of contact.
It should have been a foul. Desmond Price padding his rebound stats. I think he had three in that trip down the floor.
Marshall substitutions, number 11. Jack Luciani, number 15.
Refs are letting them play tonight, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Fortress free throw line, no shot there. Thompson. Thompson, not really a big scorer, but a real good athlete, good defender, good ball handler.
Both teams going with a zone defense now.
Ebong fires. No. That stays with Western. Luciani couldn't hang on to it out of bounds, and a good job by Landon Heiler to get his nose in there. Thompson a long three, no. Western, I don't know why they're settling for these outside shots. You got two big guys, you got to get it into them.
It's like they feel like there's a shot clock going on and there's nothing. They can be patient.
Western switches right back to a man-to-man. They kick it down Luciani. Three out of the corner. That's an air ball. That is saved by Marshall. Down low Zaharski. No. Price the rebound. Finally a foul call. They just hack and whack on Price.
He was hit three times by two kids there.
Marshall foul number 10, Wyatt Grove.
No blood, no foul.
No score yet in the second quarter, Greg.
Nothing. 14-13. Western's got to find a way to get it to Fortress inside. Here's Price driving. Kickoff for Hyler. Fortress baseline, dribble drive. Hands it to Price. It's intercepted. Luciani pushes his way in and a whistle. Ebong wanted a jump. And the ref said, no, we're giving you a foul.
Boy, if I'm Marshall, I'm continuing to press Western all night long because they don't like that pressure at all.
Substitution for the Panthers, number 24, Cole Morris.
Cole Morris back in. Luciani rolls one up, won't go. Nice rebound. Sauerbeck. Lead for Fortress. The big guy missed it. Ouch. That hurt as Fortress got right to the cup. Couldn't knock it in off the window. There's an air ball. That's out of bounds. And a whistle. And that will stay with Marshall. Nobody scored here. We played almost 3 minutes.
And we've had three air balls so far in this second quarter.
They get it down inside. Good ball fake. They miss a bunny. And got it back and scored. Wyatt Crow.
He's the littlest guy on the floor. Got his own rebound and put it back up.
That probably shouldn't happen. Here's Hyler. Sauerbeck. Oxley inside, muscles it up. Oh, it wouldn't go. Got the whistle. And Luciani, that's at least two on him.
Boy, I like Hyler and Sauerbeck handling the ball coming across.
Very, very confident.
Keeps Steele in the middle instead of having him run the show. Steele's been bringing the ball up the floor. He can handle the ball great, but those kids can handle it real well. And yet Fortress, who's so tall in the middle, he can dump it off to him.
Oxley drains it. And he's come off the bench with 3 points.
He looks like he's improved a lot from the beginning of the season. I saw a game that he played at the beginning of the season. I've watched 3 games this year. He's improved a lot.
Free throw, good. How did... Something's wrong. Is something wrong on the scoreboard? No. Okay, 16-15. They readjusted it. Marshall leads by a point. Each team has two here in the quarter.
Nice defense, Western.
Wide open three, no. Strong rebound, Price. Oh, Oxley scores. Absolute fantastic look by Sawyer Watterson.
Oxley's got five.
17-16. This may be a good... they get it inside for a layup. Swiss cheese defense there. Cole Morris backcourt. Lobs it down for Price. He is attacked from behind and fouled by one of the Krolls.
Boy, anytime Price gets the ball or Steel Fortress gets the ball, they've got at least two, and in most cases, three guys guarding them.
We have a whistle and a timeout. 18-17, Marshall. And we'll be back in 30 seconds on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
GOC with Jamie McKibben. Beautiful downtown Fowlerville tonight. And after this game, it's Ionia and powerful Williamson. And the winners will play here on Wednesday night for the title. Of course, big girls game tomorrow, Jamie.
Man, it's going to be a great matchup tomorrow night, Greg, with Northwest. Of course, Go Mounties and Michigan Center plays tomorrow night, and that could set up a great game coming up. What would that be, Friday? If they both win, it'd be Northwest and Michigan Center. How great would that be for our community?
In a semifinal. Marshall drops into that 2-3 zone. Price inside. Scores. That is easy. They're worried about Fortress. They've got two guys looking at Fortress over in the corner, and that frees up Price a little bit.
He can score it every time. They just got to get it down to him.
Western leads 19-18. Here's an open look. No. Fortress the rebound. Watterson. Off to Fortress. Fakes a shot. No. Gets a return pass. Drives baseline. To Price. Price has it knocked away. Great job getting it back by Sauerbeck. And the shot won't go.
Boy, give Sauerbeck some credit, though. He was on the floor, saved it. It is a turnover, but what a great, great effort from Sauerbeck.
And here comes Marshall. Get it inside. Now a three. This is nowhere close.
Just about another air ball.
And Sauerbeck at the top. Fortress, Oxley at the free throw line. Price spins. No shot there. He's open now and drives. No, and no foul. Oxley, great job to get the rebound. He shoots one up. And he hits it from the corner.
You're kidding me.
How about Oxley?
I don't know if that was a two or a three. His foot might have been on the line, but that was from deep.
Tyler Oxley with a triple. Biggest lead for Western. Here's a little floater. Good and a foul. Not very good defense there for Western. Don't want to let Luciani get in the lane.
Tyler Oxley playing the game of his life so far tonight. He had 5 points and then
Price comes out. I think they called that foul on Price, and that's his second. And Luciani at the line. Western up two.
Luciani, the first 3-point player.
Into the lineup for Western, Brett Casto. Sauerbeck. To Cole Morris, his pass kicked out of bounds. Those Lucianis are long. They're a bunch of arms and legs out there, and they're all over the ball. There's a foul, no call, all over his back. Western keeps the ball with Sauerbeck. Casto, Morse, and they lost it. Bad foul on Cole Morris, and they'll get the basket and go to the line.
An opportunity for 2 3-point plays in a row. Back-to-back trips down the floor. Yeah, I mentioned the Desmond Price earlier when we were talking about Desmond. He's an aggressive kid, but he tends to get in foul trouble. They need to keep him on the floor.
Free throw no good. Short. Marshall gets the rebound, though. And they lead by a point after being down four. Here's a give and go and a whistle and a foul on, looks like, Oxley.
Fumble Western, foul on number 50, Tyler Oxley. That's his first.
First at Oxley.
Team six.
He's going to get a lot of minutes, especially if he can stay out of foul trouble. Desmond Price is on the bench right now with two fouls.
Boy, another foul on Western on the inbounds play. Not very alert there. They threw it right under the basket.
Panther foul on number 24, Cole Morris.
To Luciani.
And Luciani, back to the line.
He'll go to the line and shoot two, Luciani. And that one's good, and the lead up to two. Thompson in for Cole Morris.
Jeremy Luciani now shooting the second of two.
And Marshall can hit the free throws. That's one spot you don't want to put them.
And number 22 has hit a boatload here.
Jeremy Luciani. I don't think he's missed from the charity stripe.
Ebong back in, and he's outside. Dribble drive. Off to Oxley, out of bounds.
Yeah, Ebong tried to take it right up the gut. He should have. He had the step. He should have went right up for the layup. Yeah. Instead, he tried to dish it off to Oxley.
Yeah, he should have went right to the cup there. And now Marshall can play for the last shot. So Western, who got a four-point lead, has really kind of bungled this last 2 minutes. And Luciani holds it outside. 5 seconds. Drives and no. Western the rebound. And after one half, Marshall leading Western 25-22. And we'll take a 3 break, catch our breath, and we'll be back on 95.9, the Power Cow.
I'm Christy, and I'm in 8th grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in 8th grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
Mrs. Innocencio, she's just really, like, crazy, and she's just fun to be around, and she explains math really well to me.
My favorite teacher would be Mr. Showerman. He kind of relates with us a lot. Like, if we don't know something and we ask questions, he knows that we don't really know it as well, so he'll kind of help us out a lot more.
It's just a fun place to be, and you can just be open, and you get to learn about what you want.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey,
I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
With Jamie McKibben, Greg O'Connor, we're at the half here on 95.9. And Marshall, who lost twice during the regular season to Western, leading 25-22. And sometimes it becomes very difficult to win that third game against the same team. This is a good Marshall team, and they deserve the lead here, Jamie. They came out, I think they really, I don't know, surprised Western in that early going with that press, and that got everything rolling for them.
Well, you'd think that Western would be prepared. I'm sure Coach Molnix is in at halftime talking about what the game plan's going to be for the second half. They got to stick to their game and get it done. Marshall obviously has been playing well too. Both teams are riding highs. They both won their districts and have been winning a lot of games this year. So it's Western's game, as you told me on the way up here. It's their game to lose. They've won two out of the two meetings so far this year.
And no secret what they have to do here in the second half. Steel Fortress has had just a couple buckets. I mean, he's got to be the man.
Well, between Steel and Desmond, Steel Fortress and Desmond Price, I think they got to be more patient. I know I said that a couple of times in the first half. They got to be more patient. They threw up a couple air balls. Not that they can't make threes, because they clearly can, but they got to be more patient. They got to dish the ball down low. A lot more strength in Steel Fortress and Desmond Price than you're going to see down low on the big guys from Marshall.
Make that extra pass.
And hopefully the officials, I know they're doing it, the officials are doing a great job tonight so far. They've been letting them play, but hopefully they blow the whistle just a little bit, because Fortress and Price have been getting hit a little bit down low.
Yeah, Fortress got hammered a couple times. No call. And I was telling Gordy Holton before the game, players just bounce off him. It's unbelievable.
And they're keeping their cool. You got to give Steele and Desmond, you got to give them a lot of credit. They're keeping their cool. They're not throwing their hands up. There's no emotion on their face. They're playing through it. And Desmond Price, he took two defenders up in one particular play in the first half, two up with him, and still made the layup. He's going to have to get used to doing that in the second half. And again, Western's got to get the ball down low.
Scoring from the Napoleon game, Jamie?
Yeah, at the half, it's Monroe St. Mary 25 and Napoleon 13. 25-13 at the half. Monroe St. Mary on top.
That's at Petersburg Summerfield. Monroe certainly a heavy favorite. They're 22-0. They played a formidable schedule. And they have a lead, not insurmountable, at halftime against Napoleon. Hanover, Ann Arbor, Green Hills, and of course, that game available on 970 and 101.5 FM.
A lot of great basketball. Tonight's game is brought to you by Top Line Apparel. Top Line Apparel, custom screen printing and embroidery in Spring Arbor. You can get all your apparel needs, from spirit wear to jerseys to work attire and more. Call Randy Greenslade, for a free quote at 513-8371 or email toplineapparel.mi at gmail.com. Again, that's Randy Greenslade at Top Line Apparel, proud supporters of Western Athletics.
Also tonight, the Western School District, Edward Jones, Steve Rule, Jacob's Ladder, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic, Northwest Community Schools, Corrigan Oil, and Express Stops by BP and Marathon. 3-minute break. We'll come back with the second half. Western trails by three on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'm Christy, and I'm in eighth grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
I like how we can go to any of the teachers about anything, like if we have a problem with anything, and I like how they're, like, really willing to talk to you so you can tell them anything.
Personally, I like the greatness forums because there's, like, a lot of great people at a bunch of different schools, but they don't get recognized for being great. But at Western, we have, like, a form that you can fill out, and then you get your name up on a wall.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our five Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins. Giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training, along with variety
and a little bit of fun.
Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
It's that time of year again. Are you thinking of a new home, addition, pole barn, garage, deck, or maybe bathroom or kitchen remodel? Stop in at General Materials, 2995 Brooklyn Road. Check out their showroom for ideas or talk with their staff on those spring or summer projects. And did I mention free grill? Stop into General Materials for full details. General Materials, 2995 Brooklyn Road, Jackson's Lumberyard since 1952.
Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back at Fowlerville, here we go. 16 minutes left for one of these teams.
Tyler Oxley, your leading scorer for Western in the first half, Greg, with 8 points.
He did a heck of a job. Fortress just five. He gets the ball, he drives, and scores right away.
With the left hand.
That's got to happen, and he went right into three defenders. 25-24. Evan Thompson.
Good pressure.
All over the point guard. They backdoor lob inside. Oh, that's an offense. Offensive foul. Great job by Cole Morris, who stood his ground. And Jack Luciani just put his head down and rolled him.
Well, he didn't need to. Luciani's taller. He could have went up strong with the ball, but instead he kind of lowered his shoulder. And Morse kept his ground and went flying, an offensive foul.
Easiest call of the night there. And Western can get the lead back. Landon Heiler. Morse. Fortress. Fakes. Scores and a foul!
There's the whistle, Greg.
Steel Fortress, what strength to get that ball up on the board. He had two players hanging on him.
You got to believe that was part of the halftime talk. We're going to get it down to you, and you better go up strong.
Missed the free throw. Luciani the rebound. Western has taken the lead with four quick points here. 26-25. All four for Cole Fortress. He had five in the first half, and he has four in the first minute of the quarter. Luciani down low and got it.
That is hard to defend.
Luciani to Luciani. Cole Morris. Pass is kicked into the seats. Guy had his glasses destroyed there. Panthers down a point. Just underway here in the second half. 95-9, the power cow. Oh, terrible pass there. Intercepted and then a foul. I don't know what Hyler was trying to do with the ball, but then he literally tackled the Marshall player.
Well, it was a frustration foul. He made a horrible pass and turned the ball over, and then he pushed the Marshall offender from behind, and don't need that at all.
Luciani, the Luciani. He's doubled, knocked away. And that goes to Wester. Good job on the double team. They kicked it away, and it trickled off number 10, Wyatt Crow.
And the one thing I've noticed from Marshall, they seem to be bringing the ball up the floor a lot slower, even on a rebounded basketball, where in the first half they were really pushing it up the floor, and that was working for them, and no press yet.
Here comes Hyler. Thompson on the wing. Price down low. Fortress. Oh, he missed the shot inside. Split a double team. And Luciani runs right to the cup and scores. He is smooth. Morris turns it over. And they score on the run out. Timeout Western. Right when it looked like Western had it rolling, just a little mini collapse there. And we have a timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 the Power Cow.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
To high school basketball on 95.9 the Power Cow.
Top line apparel, OmniSource, the craft agency. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Subway Sub Shops, Bob Richardson. And Denny's Restaurant, part of our group here tonight. And the Panthers need a hoop. Here's Price, travel.
He had a wide open lane to the basket, too, but too many steps.
You don't want none of you. You don't want none.
Luciani. Crow. Good defense by Fortress. As he shut off the 6'7 player. And five to go. That could have been a walk right there. No call. And they missed the shot inside. Put back, missed that. Wow.
Good defense from Steele. Steele Fortress, but he got whistled for the foul.
Pueblo Western foul on number 11, Elijah Ebong.
You know they're going to call that an Ebong.
Zach Zaharski will shoot two.
Zaharski at the line. Good. And as Jamie mentioned earlier, they are hot at the free throw line, and they've shot a bunch of them.
Another thing I noticed for Marshall, their big guys can handle the ball really well, you know, too.
Yeah, they do. Both the big guys. And I don't think Western's shot, but a couple free throws the whole game. That one's short. Rebound Fortress. Western down six. Ebon drives and turns it over.
Threw his arms up in the air. He thought he was fouled. No call. The officials have something to say to Coach Malnix right now.
Well, they
think they're just going to give him a warning.
Well, he's lucky he didn't get a technical. And you don't want to do that. Boy, they're walking all over the place, and they're not calling that. Block call, and they get the basket and go to the line. And this game is getting away from Western.
Jack Luciani.
Great patience by Marshall. You can Jamie, tell, on the offensive end.
I mean, you can tell these guys, you know, play a lot. You can tell they're friends. You got the brothers, the Luciani brothers. You can tell they're spending a lot of time out in the driveway, their whole careers, and they look really good tonight so far.
That's a brick. That's three fouls, I believe, on the big guy, Jeremy Luciani.
The Marshall foul is on number 22, Jeremy Luciani. It's his second, team's third.
Well, they say second. That's a miracle that he only has two.
8-point game right now.
Big trip for Western. They need something to happen in a hurry. They go to Fortress down low. Thompson to Ebong. They're dropping the ball. Fortress dribble drive. Missed it and a foul.
It's just a sloppy, sloppy set down the floor.
Yeah, that was not pretty.
The Marshall foul on number 11, Jack Luciani. It's his third.
That's three on Jack Luciani. He may have to come out for a while. Free throw Fortress. Good.
Jaden Payne's coming in for Western. Thompson will have a seat for a minute.
Sauerbeck's in there. He gave him some good minutes earlier. And Oxley in. The Oxley's built for this game. Real physical. And Luciani drives down. Turns good. Too easy.
Great looking move.
Lead is eight. Triple Fortress. No. What a rebound, Oxley. No, he got it back. Up again. No, and a foul. Great job by Oxley.
And it took him an extra second to blow the whistle even the second time.
Yeah. And they got a break. They didn't call it on the big guy. They called it on the scrub that came in, who was standing 8 feet away from the play.
He'll gladly take it.
Yeah. Oxley misses at the line.
Boy, Desmond Price has been on the bench for a long time this quarter.
Oxley now shooting the second two.
36-28, Marshall, that one, brick, rebound, and Marshall's got it. Payne intercepts, drives down all the way, no and a foul. And that's on Jack Krull.
Boy, Payne's a quick kid. He had to split two defenders. He went up strong, didn't get the bucket, didn't get the layup, left-handed layup, but he did get called for the foul, so he gets to go to the line to shoot a couple.
Free throw good by Payne. That pass, though, that was a lumpy Rutherford special there. Right to Payne, and he went down. And he will shoot again. Crafty left-hander can cut the lead to six. Three to go in the quarter. That's good.
I like seeing Payne and Sauerbeck handling the basketball for Western.
Yep. Ebong back in. And Price back in. Zone on. And they fire. No, oh, got it. Big shot by Hunter Copas.
9-point Marshall lead.
39-30. That was a triple. Jaden Payne on the wing. Bounce to Price. Down to Fortress. Missed it, but a foul. Boy, Steele's got to cash those in. That's two or three right at the cup. He has not been able to drop in. Plenty of time. 2:15 to go in the quarter. Free throw good.
Well, Cody Beattie got stuck on him, too. So he's the guy that's coming in off the bench there. Again, Marshall's getting him out of the game right now. But yeah, Steel Fortress has got to capitalize on that when they get guys of his size. Steel's about 4 inches taller than Cody Beattie.
We won't see Cody Beattie again. He's down at the end of the bench. Free throw, good.
7-point game.
39-32. Western needs a stop on defense here. They get back into man-on-man. Double team. Oh, knock away. Goes inside, and they get a layup. What a break there for Marshall. Western got a knock away on the double team, and it went right to Del Monte, who laid it in. Price Ebong in the lane. Great pass. Fortress scores.
That's got to be the game plan, Greg, but they got to have some defensive stops. Right now, defense is the problem.
I like that last set, Jamie. They tried to double-team the ball, and they did get a knock away. Just got kind of a bad break there when it went right to Marshall. We have a timeout with 1:25 to go in the third. And let's take a one-minute break. Western trails by seven on 95.9 The Power Count.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Welcome back to Fowlerville. Here's a long 3-0 Fortress rebound. Double team. Some contact. Got it out to Sauerbeck. Fortress. Evan Thompson. And it's Watterson who's back in. Price dribble drive. Up and good. Oh, we missed it.
In and out.
Price for a layup. How many layups can Western miss? Boy, there was no excuse there. He went right by the defender. That was nothing more than a bunny with not much defense and just too strong. Whoa, nice spin move. They missed it. Great rebound. Fortress. And he lost it. Chipped away from behind. And they made the basket. Absolute killer. Western with 5 seconds. Thompson.
Air ball.
Air ball out of bounds, and Western will keep it with a second and a half. Boy, that was a huge turnaround. 4-point swing there. And this 9-point lead is going to be hard to overcome. Shot by Thompson is blocked at the buzzer. After three, Marshall in command right now. 43-34 over Western on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Back at Fowlerville with Jamie McKibben, Greg O'Connor, now or never for Western. They are down 9, and they need some stops.
7 minutes and 50 seconds. You're right. It's do or go home.
And Marshall is not going to be in any hurry. Both the Lucianos are back in the game. One has 3 fouls, but the officials know who they are. They're not. They tend to not call fouls on them. And they're just going to play catch here and make Western play defense. They get it inside and kick it out. And they've killed 45 seconds of the quarter already. And Western hasn't even had a sniff of the ball.
That's a long time to play catch, Greg.
And now they have... That's got to be a travel. No call. Wow.
I say it's a long time to play catch, but they're doing it.
Yeah. Minute 10. And a foul call on Ebong, finally. 1 minute and 20 second possession.
Boy, they have too many of those trips down the floor, too many possessions like that. This game's going to be over in a hurry.
Not much you can do when the other team is handling the ball well.
And do you blame Marshall for doing that?
Oh, no. They've lost to these guys twice.
This is for all the marbles today.
The blood is in the water here. Luciani. 6'7", he does a nice job handling the ball. And he drives, and off the window, no. Marshall gets the rebound. They missed it. And Western has it. And a whistle and a foul on Marshall. Well, that's big.
Marshall follow number 10, Wyatt Crowe. That's his third team.
18 fouls, so one and a bonus. Now, if you can make some free throws, chip away.
7-point game right now, 43-34.
Western's got to press here to get this thing up-tempoed. Free throw, no good. Well, you can't do that. You've got to make them. And Western has just been killed at the free throw line.
Comes baseball season again. They're going to play catch. And again, they lead by 9. Make it 11.
Wow. Beautiful floater there. And they throw it away. Up and no. Fortress the rebound. He got fouled. But, wow, this game is very much in trouble now. 11 down, 5:46. And Marshall's just sitting on the ball.
Got to make some free throws right now. Steals at the line.
Fortress had just 5 points at halftime. He had 10 in the third quarter.
Substitution number 10, Gabe Sauerbeck. The Panthers in the bonus.
It's almost like for Western tonight, they're playing really unselfish, too unselfish. They got to have somebody take it to the hoop.
Free throw good.
A lot of turnovers. Passing the ball around just looked a little sloppy.
And they are down 10. Fortress again. No. Fortress the rebound. Up and got it. Big three-point play, timeout, Western. Well, that's what the doctor ordered.
Got an out-of-town score for you, Monroe St. Mary, after three, leading Napoleon 44-32. 44-32 after three, Monroe St. Mary on top of Napoleon.
Hanover, Ann Arbor, Green Hills after that one. 970 and 101.5 FM, of course, tomorrow night. 7 o'clock from Marshall. The Northwest 23-1. The girls in the quarterfinals against Hamilton. Hamilton lost their first game of the year and won their next 24.
Wow. I think half of Jackson County, maybe more, will be at that game tomorrow night. Don't forget, take your radio along. Listen to the game. Greg's going to have it for you tomorrow night on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And, of course, Michigan Center plays tomorrow night, too. If both Northwest and Michigan Center win their games, respectively, that would set up a matchup between Northwest and Michigan Center a little bit later in the week, and that'll be a dandy.
We'll get you updates from that center game against Harper Woods Chandler Park Academy.
5 minutes, 41 seconds left for the Western Panthers. They trail 45-37.
Need a turnover and another one of those threes.
Or a couple of them.
Get the crowd into it. Marshall has handled the ball well. Zakarski. They just play keep away. They throw it away. There you go. There you go.
And really, there was nobody guarding him. Just a bad pass, goes out of bounds. Exactly what we needed.
Big trip here for Western. They can cut that lead. They're down 8. Heiler out there. Sauerbeck down to Fortress. Had some room. Sauerbeck. Fortress drives and scores.
Can do it from the right side, and as he just did, he can handle it with the left, too. Nice left-handed layup. Steel Fortress.
Lead is 6. 45-39.
6 is a little more manageable than 11.
Oh, yeah. That's 2 possessions. Almost a steal, almost a travel, but a foul on Sauerbeck, who is a half-second late.
That's good hustle from Sauerbeck.
And that is just 5 fouls, so an inbounder with 4:40.
Watch those Luciano kids down low.
Oh, you get a double team there and let it get away. Great block by Price, but a foul. He did nail him from behind. Zakarski. And you just got to hope he misses some free throws.
I got to be honest with you, Greg, as somebody calling this game, you want to see it tight and you want to see a battle to the end. It is borderline boring when you're seeing Marshall. I don't blame them, but it's borderline boring when you're seeing them playing catch the entire fourth quarter.
They don't care if you're bored, trust me.
They just want to move on. I get it.
Yeah. Free throw, no on the second. Split the pair, opportunity here. Sauerbeck, fortress. Dribble drive. Oh, missed the shot. Gee. And that'll be an offense, won't it? Yes, it will. Good job, Sauerbeck. Stood in there, took the charge. I think that's four. You know what Western lacks? They do not have really an outside shooter, Jamie. They don't have a guy you can go to for a three.
Greg, I've watched three or four games this year, and there's been times they've been on fire. But tonight, there's 1 3-pointer, maybe two. Tyler Oxley, I take that back. Tyler had one of the only 3-pointers in this game. That can't happen.
They're just not
and
shooting.
And Steel Fortress had the other one.
And now it's... when you get open, you've got to tee it up. You need some three-point shots. Probably we're halfway through in a timeout here with a seven-point lead for Marshall. And great play by Sauerbeck to get the ball back.
There's still plenty of time. When Steele takes the ball and takes it up the gut, he has got to use the backboard. Last time he went down, he had a little off-balance bunny, and it was just off the mark. He's just got to take one extra step and put it off the glass and get the 2 points. And he knows that.
He's probably got to take it right to the cup. And if you get a charge, you get a charge. But you're going to get some contact. Maybe you'll get a foul.
Still plenty of time. There's 4 minutes left in the game. 46-39 is the score again. Still plenty of time. You just got to make
a
shot.
Huge possession right here. And really, Marshall, I think they've done Western a favor. Holding the ball. They've turned it over two or three times. And, you know, Western was down 11. They've got a chance to get this down to three or four.
Final 4 minutes. Here we go.
Ebon. Sauerbeck on the wing. Thompson. Terrible shot, but Western got it back. Fortress, Thompson, Sauerbeck throws it right into the bench. Boy, that was a terrible possession
it's
for
like
Western.
They're playing hot potato with the basketball like it's on fire, and they want to pass it within a split second of having the basketball. There's no patience at all.
That was a killer, that possession. And Marshall gets a layup. They throw over the pressure. 48-39.
Zaharski was wide open.
Ebon, Sauerbeck. No. Marshall, the rebound, just 3 minutes left. They're in full command, up nine. Zakarski is fouled.
They try to double team him. I think that's going to be on Hyler. And they go back to the line. It's going to be on Steele. Steele Fortress. But Marshall's in the bonus now.
Fortress second. Marshall to the line. Zakarski. Big senior, about 6'4", 6'5". And he drills a 10-point lead. Marshall.
Marshall's about 90% from the line, and Western's about 60% from the line tonight.
Missed that one. Rebound, Cole Morris. Hyler hits a triple.
Good time to hit one.
Need another one. 2:40 to go. Got to get a double team there. Zakarski inside. They almost threw it away. Great save by Marshall.
Wide open
basket
underneath.
And a foul.
Steel Fortress is down.
He is down. He hit the deck hard.
Zaharski was wide open, and Steel tried to get something done, and he leaped from about 10 feet away from him to try to block the shot, and he's down face first on the basketball floor right now.
I think he hit his head, Jamie.
He's still down. He's saying, I'm all right.
I think he's got blood pouring out of his nose. I thought I saw an elbow in there come down and really crack him.
Boy, they need him in there. Crowd clapping. Steele is on his feet. Bit of a bloody nose, but he is on his feet. He looks like he's going to be okay, but he's going to have to come out of the basketball game. There's a couple minutes left.
Official standing right there.
Tyler Oxley coming in for Western. Boy, Steele's walking pretty slow.
Well, that's concussion. I think he took an elbow right.
And, Greg, the thing is, he's the toughest kid in the state.
Oh, yeah. He's a man. I don't think you can call him a kid.
And for him not to bounce back up off the floor and come up that slow,
yeah, you know
he's hurting.
He took a shot.
Nine-point game.
And Zakarski back at the line and missed it. Price the rebound. Ebong, dribble drive. Off the glass, no. Whistle and a foul on Western. And we walk back down to the free throw line.
Ebong kind of threw up just a off-balance shot. We might be in territory where we need some three-point baskets.
We're in very bleak territory right now.
51-42, 2:14 left in the game. Marshall leads Western, 51-42.
Free throw in and out. Price the rebound. Tyler Oxley. Price. Air ball. Saved by Oxley. And stolen by Marshall. And a foul on Western again. Marshall obliged. They missed two straight one and ones. But well, that's a different-looking lineup when you don't have Fortress out there.
Two bad possessions. They just didn't know. They didn't look like they knew what they were doing. One time down, an off-balance shot, no good. Second time, Price had a bunny from 10 feet, and he airballed it.
Fortress comes back in.
Like you said, he's a man.
He is. Free throw, good. 11-point lead, Marshall. we have a timeout. Coach Malnix is chiding the official guy, and he's telling him exactly what I saw. When that kid came down, he elbowed Fortress right over the eye. You could almost hear it. It was so loud. And then Fortress crashed to the ground. Now, you can't blame this official. He was standing back here. He might have been screened out, but there was a guy right under the basket. I don't know how he missed that, Jamie.
And they called the foul on Steel Fortress.
They called it on Fortress.
It'd be pretty difficult at this point. 53-42, Marshall lead. A buck 50 left in the game.
Yeah, it's almost miracle territory now.
You gotta
the way
believe,
this game has been played.
You got to believe Ryan Mullix is over there drawing up a couple three-point plays. It's about all you can do.
Sauerbeck, Price. Sauerbeck, Price. Got to shoot it.
Taking up too much time.
And Price scores inside. You got to press and trap the ball.
They got 2 points at possession, but it took them about 35 seconds to get them, and there's only a minute 20 seconds left in the game.
And they did not do a good job getting into pressure.
Marshall in the double bonus. It'll be Jack Curl to shoot two.
Two shots for Curl.
Jack Curl, sophomore, pounds it in, gets another. Thompson for Cole Morris.
Curl now shooting the second two. Did he make that
first? No.
Jack Curl splits the bet.
Price the rebound. Block and a foul.
Thompson shoots a three. He was blocked. Looked like call ball, but they're going to call foul, so he's going to go to the line. He gets to shoot three. A lot of work to get the 3 points if he can do it. That looked like it was all ball to me.
It did. But he got away with so many fouls tonight. He was due one. Free throw. No good. Thompson's really had a bad night shooting. And again, like I said, he's not really a shooter and scorer. That's really not his value to this team. Knocks that in.
Thompson splits the pair.
Foot must have been on the line.
Oh, he looked like he was way outside
the
three line.
Looked like he was 5 feet back, yeah.
We have a timeout. Let's take a break. Full timeout. Back in a minute on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins, giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training along with variety and a little bit of fun. Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Great to have Jamie McKibben with us tonight on The Power Cow. Here's a loose ball. Western gets a steal. Got to shoot it. Fortress does. No. Saved by Marshall. And a foul.
Quick out-of-town scoreboard update for you. Monroe St. Mary, a winner over Napoleon, but what a great season for Napoleon. 63-39 was the final tonight.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected much out of Napoleon. They made it into the regional. Great job. They won the Manchester District, and their season ends at 15-8.
Big game for Hanover Horton starting right now, too. That's on WKHM 970, 101.5, Hanover Horton, Ann Arbor Green Hills starting right now as well.
Panthers substitution, number 24, Holmes, and number 29, Ben Hyman. Zaharsky,
and it's not looking good for the Western Panthers, but what a great season for these guys.
Absolutely. They've had a good one. Zakarski splits two free throws. Lead is 10. Long three. Cole Morris gets about a 25-footer. And here's an interception by Fortress, and he can't save it. He fell down. And it goes out of bounds.
Well, that last three was about 6 feet behind the three-point arc on the right side. What a beautiful shot.
That was crazy.
I think it's a little too late.
And another timeout for Marshall. I don't think that they like the way that transpired.
There's a timeout on the field. The Redhawks of Marshall High School take a 30-second timeout.
Well, let's see who is back next year for Western. They lose Thompson,
not a lot.
Fortress, Ebon, Price, Hyler, and Morse. Oxley will be back next year. He'll play a lot. He did a nice job in the tournament. I don't know how much he played during the regular season, but I think they learn they can get some valuable minutes out of him. Payne played pretty well. I was pretty impressed with Sauerbeck. Now, we, of course, Nathan Burke, the starting point guard, out with a broken hand. He'll be back next year. So the cupboard not totally bare.
But they lose all five of their starters tonight.
Right.
Of course, Steel Fortress will move on. He's going to be playing some football in college.
He's going to Michigan Tech, and eventually he'll be there. He won't be their quarterback next year, but probably the year after. Free throw in and out. Boy, Marshall's missed a boatload of free throws here in the last 2 minutes.
They're on fire the whole game till now.
But Western just hasn't been able to take advantage. Morris, another long three. Almost nailed it. And a ball knocked away out of bounds. Will stay with Marshall. Just 25 seconds left. It's not like Coach Malnick's to call off the dogs either, and there's a foul with 19 seconds.
Big thanks to our sponsors tonight for making the game possible. And again, what a fantastic season for the Western Panthers. Top Line Apparel, OmniSource Craft Agency, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center. Also, Jacob's Ladder, Steve Rule at Edward Jones Financial, Western Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, and a whole bunch more. Thanks for making this game possible tonight.
Absolutely. Very, very fine year in the Interstate 8 for Western. Free throw. Made them both. Wyatt Crow. Morse drives off the window. And a whistle.
They put pressure on and they fouled right away, but unfortunately there's 6.6 seconds left and it's an 8-point game. Marshall leading Western with 6.6 seconds and another timeout call, Greg.
Yeah, I hate that. That's one rule I wish they'd change in high school where the play is in, the coach at the other end of the floor is calling a timeout. I don't like that. I'll let the player call it, but not the coach 400 feet away.
I'm sure you've heard broadcasters say this a time or two. I've seen weirder things happen, but I don't think it's going to happen.
That was 6 seconds, Jamie.
58-50. Marshall with the basketball. 6.6 seconds left.
They just simply got outplayed tonight. That's all there is to it. And Marshall runs the clock out, and Marshall will advance to the regional final here Wednesday, and deservedly so. 58-50 will be the final score. Marshall 58 and Western 50. So that third time was not a charm for the Panthers.
You got to tip your hat, too, to Marshall. They played a really good basketball game tonight. Really good kids. You could tell they got great sportsmanship, handled the ball really well. Their big guys dominated tonight, and they're going to move on. But again, what a fine season for the Western Panthers. That's something that those kids can take with them for a long time. They were district champions this year and had a great season.
Take a two-minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up tonight from Fowlerville. Again, upset as Marshall beats Western 58-50 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'm Christy, and I'm in eighth grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
I like how we can go to any of the teachers about anything, like if we have a problem with anything, and I like how they're, like, really willing to talk to you so you can tell them anything.
Personally, I like the greatness forums because there's, like, a lot of great people at a bunch of different schools, but they don't get recognized for being great. But at Western, we have, like, a form that you can fill out, and then you get your name up on a wall.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back with Jamie McKibben as we wrap up the Western season. Again, over on WKHM right now, Hanover Horton, Ann Arbor Green Hills. That should be a beauty. And the winner will play Monroe St. Mary. They beat Napoleon tonight. And tomorrow, big girls game, Jamie.
Yeah, fingers crossed that Hanover Horton pulls out a victory. We love to have these games on our radio stations. It's a very exciting time of the year, and it's going to be really exciting tomorrow night with Northwest. Go Mounties. Let's hope the girls can pull out a victory. And I'm really hoping that both Northwest and Michigan Center can both pull out the wins tomorrow night, because that would set up a matchup between the two teams later in the week. And, boy, that would be great for our Jackson community.
That would be incredible. Subway Sub Shop player of the game, Cole Fortress. Got to be him.
Got to be Steel Fortress. Steel at 20.
Or Steel Fortress.
He had 20 points tonight. Probably player of the county for the year, to be honest with you. I know they lost, but Steel had a great year. And like you said, he's a machine. Steel Fortress, what a great name. 20 points on the night. Got to be our Subway player of the game. Couple other highlights of note. Tyler Oxley with 9 points tonight, including a three-pointer. I don't know if he's made any three-pointers. I didn't do my homework on that. Didn't think I need to, but he had a three-pointer, maybe one of the only threes of the night.
Well, he had 8 at halftime.
And Desmond Price with just 6 points tonight. So those were your leading scores for the Western Panthers. You really needed Price to put up a few more. Steel Forge with 20, Desmond Price 6, Tyler Oxley with 9 points. And again, what a fine season for the Western Panthers. But our buddies sitting next to us from the Battle Creek radio station are going to be back here on Wednesday night, not us. They're going to be continuing to follow the Marshall crew.
Throw that map to Fowlerville away.
We made it here, though.
Barely.
There's the longest stoplight in the history of stoplights, by the way. Before you get into the school, I didn't think we were going to make it to the game tonight.
I had a birthday during that stoplight. Unbelievable.
Well, you had a few choice words to say during that stoplight. I can tell you that.
58-50, the final. Marshall will play the winner. The game coming up here with Ionia and Williamston. Great job, Jamie.
Thanks, buddy. Good job.
Good working with you. Again, WKHM for Hanover Horton, Green Hills.
We'll do it again in 15 years.
Every 15?
Yeah.
You'll be on your own, buddy.
Probably.
For Jamie McKibben, Josh Ankrell, great job. GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Peace.
Tonight's live Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Crossroads Convenience Stores, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Jacob's Ladder, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, Hometown Heating, Cooling, and more, OmniSource, Western Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Tom Coffee Softwater, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Corrigan Oil and Express Stop by BP and Marathon, Northwest Community Schools.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.